Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did he say something about Lake Pontchartrain? Yeah, I think he did. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Outdoor Show. And, yes, we have events taking place on both shores of Lake Pontchartrain. If you're going to be on the north, you got the Fish, Crab, and Explore event on Bayou Lacombe. We talked to Ashley Ray about it. If you were tuned in last week, we'll kind of tell you what's going to kick off at 7 a.m. this morning there. And on the south shore, if you were planning on launching at Bonneville, the Fish Lake Pontchartrain, forget it. Bonneville boat launch is completely shut down to public waters from Bonneville to the lakefront. That's pretty much going to be unfishable because big power boat race is taking place today, and no parking out there. They've got the parking lot shut down. There's only going to be shuttle transportation to get you there. And I don't know, if you're a fan of power boat races and you go out there, my suggestion is bring some binoculars because it's all long-distance viewing. And I don't know, it's not my thing, but I'm sure a lot of people enjoy it. And, boy, what conditions they've got. When we tell you about the forecast today, looks like Lake Pontchartrain is going to be pretty much smooth sailing for the big boats. And last week, we had a listener who texted in and asked about the status of croaker fishing. And I researched this week through tons of data. All of it doesn't really say much. A lot of it's outdated. Looking for a current stock assessment, doesn't look like it's going to be done anytime soon. Anyway, I'll talk about this, what we do have as far as croakers, a pretty amazing fish in saltwater areas along the Gulf Coast. Also, that text line, if you have a topic you'd like us to address or you want to make a comment or ask a question, give us a report for our other listeners, use it. It's 504-260-1870. And speaking of reports, we got them coming in from a lot of directions this morning. Also, we got some new changes that will be coming to saltwater fishermen along the Alabama coast. Alabama state regulations have got some changes for recreational and some commercial fishermen. I'll run down those for you in just a little bit. Also, I got good news for those of you who have been asking about a popular Louisiana fishing pier. I'll tell you what I know all about it. And here's a question. Who are Louisiana's gumbo gunners? I'm going to introduce them to you and tell you what event they will be competing in this weekend. And if you have you heard about the campground raider? Well, his name is not Yogi Bear. He's already started a jail sentence. He's this week's bad boy of the outdoors. And if you are a shrimper and you like to shrimp on Louisiana's inshore waters, unless you got a special bait permit, short time left. You got to pull up the nets. It's going to be over effective at sunset this Monday. The inshore waters of Louisiana will be closed to recreational shrimping. Coastal Marine forecast, if you headed out, looks like this. Boy, offshore is beautiful. 6 to 12 knot winds out of the south, 1 foot seas on the interior lakes and bays. Those southerly winds will be 5 to 10. Pretty smooth conditions all weekend long. Got a good tide range, 1.4. Got some good moving water. About a 40% chance of rain. The thing you need to be aware of this weekend, keep your eye on the horizon for those pop-up thunderstorms. In fact, I'm looking at the radar right now, and it's pretty clear, except directly south of Mobile Bay, And that would be east of Chandelier Island. There's some pretty intense storms out there, but those have a tendency to just kind of rain themselves out. Don't see a lot of movement in them, but they do pop up all along the Gulf Coast. And if you get caught in one of those, not only do you get soaking wet, you will get cooled off, but you could get in some problem with some rough seas because the winds definitely kick up. So keep your eye on the horizon for that, and we'll get you some more reports coming in, tell you where the fishermen have been catching, what they're not catching, what they're using, all that stuff you and I love to talk about each and every Saturday morning. We do it right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's take you down and dive in direct to the Campos Marina. We talked to Robbie Campo, who's there going to be dishing out some of those shrimp. And Robbie, before we get into your fishing reports and your weather conditions, I have a listener by the name of Glenn that texted in, and he's got a question, and I think you're probably the best guy to answer it. He wanted to know, what is the average price for live shrimp? He mentions best size, but, you know, maybe he doesn't realize you don't get to pick medium, large, or small. It's kind of what's available of the best size. And also, what is typically, how many shrimp per person do they get? Is it 50 per person, 25 per person, and average price for them? Can you give us that info?
Well, average person uses 25 to 30. They take 25 to 30 on you know, this is what the charters do anyway. So this is how I kind of know that. Some take 50, but it averages anywhere from 30 to 50 per person, Don. And, you know, live shrimp right now are running anywhere from 40 cent, which we sell 40 cent. And I think, you know, we're probably one of the cheapest around, but from they're anywhere from 40 to 50 cents a piece. So, you know, anywhere on the east side of the river, I should say. You know, I know if you go west of the river and you go down around Big Lake and that area down there, they sell it about a quart. And I think it's around $20, $21, $22 a quart. So, because I have friends of mine that have live bait shops down there. So, I think it's around $22. And that all has to do with the price of fuel and everything else. You know, because these things, you know, it takes a lot to catch these things, you know.
Yes, it does.
It's just not just go out there, throw the net, pick it up, and it's, you know, oh, there's live shrimp. You know, there's more to it than that. So it's, you know, shrimp nets are so expensive and everything else, but it's, it's averaging around 40 to 50 cents a piece. So,
yeah, well, not just getting them.
I hope I was some help.
Getting them is part of the mission, but then keeping them alive. You've got to have really good tanks and keep an eye on it, keep the water salinity right, the temperature right. And, you know, it's interesting about how both ends of the state sell shrimp differently. When I talk to Kirk and I fish over there at Hackberry on the western end of the state, you're right, they sell the shrimp by the quart instead of by the piece. But it almost equals out to the same thing. You know, depending on the quart, per price per each, it's amazing how close they are. I think it's just easier on them to scoop out a quart than to count each individual shrimp like you got to do.
Yeah, well, it is pretty close. It all depends upon the size of the shrimp. So if the shrimp get, you know, if the shrimp are bigger, like let's just say they are 40, 50-pound shrimp or a 36, 40-pound shrimp, you know, so you sell a quart, you're not getting as many as you get when the shrimp are running 60, 70, 70, 80, you know, right. 80, 100. So, you know, so you get, you know, you take a quart, but you're getting less head count. So, you know, you get more head count with the smaller shrimp. So it all depends. It does average out, but it's, you know, we've been doing it this way on this side of the river forever, and that's the way they do it on that side of the river. So.
Yeah,
let the river divide us. That's all I can
there
say.
You go. Well, once you got your shrimp and you're loaded and you're going, where are you going to go throw them this weekend? Boy, it looks like a good forecast.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm looking at some squalls over the sound right now. I saw some lightning when I was driving in, and I kind of peeked at the radar a little bit. And anywhere over that northeast Biloxi Marsh, coming around to Britain Sound, looks like Chandelier and Britain Sound, looks like they got some squalls out there, so be careful, guys. But I tell you, Don, we had a really, really big tide range this week. It was almost 3 feet. So that made fishing in the sound by Holy Cross and by Central, and you know those big rigs that's on the outside in that deeper water, made that a little bit tougher to fish. So what they did, they pulled back this weekend, fished the long rocks, the short rocks, Bayawa fished, over on that edge of that marsh around that Comfort Island area, and it did very well. So, but the tide, I think the tide is on a downfall now, so I don't think you got, I don't remember what the tide range is for today, but I think it's around 1.6 maybe. I'm not, don't quote me on that, but I think it's around, it's still over a foot today. And I think so typically to fish those wells out in Breton Sound, you want anywhere from 0.8 to a foot, foot two, 1.2, 1.4. Anything over that, it really gets blowing and going out there, and it makes it tough to get the bait in the water. And, you wind up with a bunch of bluefish and sharks and all kinds of other crazy things that fish around, hang around those rigs, and not trout. So, I think we're on a downslide of this tide now. So, but still, Donnie, still catching plenty of fish in Lake Bourne here, which I'm very surprised to see, because I said it last week, I'm going to say it again this week, for the last 10 years and we had spillway opening after spillway opening, and we had a couple years of low river here. Even though Pearl River was pretty high, I still think, it made a difference, having these low rivers these few years. We're still seeing some quality trout being caught in Lake Bourne. Not numbers, Not anybody going out there and, filling the boxes or anything, but they are catching some fish still on the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne. They're catching fish over on the, still at the little rigs on the west side over there. I saw Captain Hill Wagner last week. I talked to him last week. So, he ran over here and he was fishing by LaBus Cut. So, there still are some fish to be caught in Lake Bourne here. And, it's kind of where you want to go. And, so if you're coming down this morning, we don't have any rodeos today. Nothing really exciting going on. It's just a typical Saturday. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us, and we'll get you in the water and get you going. Avoid the long lines.
Yeah, and don't forget to get that star ticket. I see you got about 7 or 8 places on the board on fish that have been weighed in at your marina. So you've been a busy scale this CCA star tournament season.
Absolutely. If you don't have a CCA star tournament ticket, get one. It's not worth going out there without it. It's just like having a CETO membership. Don't leave one without
right.
it. That star tournament ticket, we had someone catch that redfish by the dam over here, and no ticket, no entry, so it threw it back. But, this guy lost out on, I guess, the truck has been won, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I think somebody caught one for the truck, but it was on the west side of the river. Don't hold me to that. I think that's what I heard. But still, you got a boat, you got an RV, you got $750,000 of great prizes. Why not buy a ticket? I mean, it's just common sense to have it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to throw a boat or a truck back over the side when you got to. You know what I mean?
But
a lot of people have done it. A lot of people have done it. Robbie, y'all have a good weekend down there. Thanks so much for the report, the info on the shrimp, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, bud. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
All right. Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. All right. We come back and get to some of your text messages. Also tell you more about those two events taking place on north and south shores of Lake Pontchartrain and all about what we know about the croaker. All still to come right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio Network. All right, thank you all for the text messages. I'll get to those as soon as we can. Do want to remind you about the event that's taking place on the banks of Bayou Lacombe later this morning, in fact, from 7 to 1 p.m. If you were tuned in last week, you heard me talking with Ashley Ray. She's kind of been the motivator and the director for this program. And as a lot of participants, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries, the Friends of Louisiana Refuges, Bayou Stuff, all these are sponsors. They're going to have fish ID stations, actually helping kids fish, catch crabs, backyard bass fishing. Lots of educational booths will be set up there on Lake Road in Lacombe. Now, they will close the boat launch. It's been closed since last night and will reopen at 4 o'clock today after this event is over. You park at the shuttle bus grounds, which is on LA 434, and that's at the headquarters for the Big Branch National Wildlife Refuge. Doesn't cost anything. If you're going to fish, if you're 18 and older, you need a fishing license. And you can bring small portable ice chests, and they will have drinks and food there. It's called Fish Crab Explore. It's hopefully going to be the first time that they put this together. The St. Tammany and Lacombe Recreation Department is involved in this, too. And hopefully it'll take off and become an annual event. And on the South Shore now, we have the powerboat races, and that's going to be taking place at Bonneville Boat Launch. In fact, it's going to take it over. No parking, no launching. It's an event where you watch the boats race in Lake Pontchartrain. And again, if you're going to be watching it, you're probably going to be doing it long distance, so bring some good binoculars. So two events going on there. Last week, one of our listeners wanted to know about croakers in Louisiana. So I did some research this week, and I really couldn't find anything recent. The last report that was issued was based on, it was actually put out in 2017, which is nearly 8 years ago now, and the data they were operating with went back to 20 to 15. But generally what I found, and this applies to Louisiana fishermen, Louisiana's got the highest recreational landings of all five of the Gulf of America states for croaker. And that happened throughout the 1980s and the 90s. The high point was Louisiana had landings from almost a half a million pounds and went up to 2.1 to 2.2 million pounds in 1983 and 1986. I guess you could say that was the outstanding years of the croakers. And that's when you caught the big ones offshore. There were big ones in along the coastline, near shore, in the lakes. And then all of a sudden, they pretty much vanished. They still sell them as bait. You can find small croakers, so croakers are still surviving and breeding and reproducing, but keeper-sized big croakers are at a premium. And one of the things that tells the tale, there is a graph that's been put out, and it has the total Gulf-wide recreational landings. And it goes from a high in 1983, there were 3.5 million pounds of croakers caught by recreational fishermen along the Gulf Coast states. And if you look at the graph, it's a steady 45-degree angle downward. And the latest data they've got is 2015, and there were only 250,000 pounds of croaker caught in that year. So they went from 3.5 million to 250,000 pounds. And I think it's actually gotten worse in these last 10 years. And I asked about doing, if there were any plans to do stock assessments and look up future trends. And it's just a fish that they don't consider valuable enough. They're not mandated by the legislature or by the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission to put a stock assessment like they do on trout. They do it on drum. They do it on sheephead, redfish. But on croakers, not so much. So it's still kind of a mystery fish, but my experience with croakers is they're a little bit bony, but what a delicious, light, white, flaky meat, and it's just hard to find any that are keeper size. In fact, if you look on the board, some of the rodeos still have croaker categories, and the winning fish that get trophies are sometimes about 3/4 of a pound is about the biggest one you can find. Now, every once in a while, 1 or 2 pound fish will show up, but that's pretty rare. All right, we come back after this. I got some good news for a fishing pier enthusiast who has been checking on it with me. I got some good information. And if you're an Alabama saltwater fisherman, we got a lot of them listening, and a lot of people go that way to fish off the Gulf Coast. They got some bag and creel limits going to be changing later this year. I'll run down those for you and get some more reports from our field reporters. It's what we do every Saturday morning, 5 to 7 on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Network. You know, there's hardly a week or a month that goes by and someone doesn't ask me about what's going to happen to the St. Tammany fishing pier. It was damaged by the storms and it's been out of use, and a lot of people really like to go out there and fish off of it. Well, I got good news for you. They announced this week it's going to be restored and strengthened. It's already now into the bidding phase. Construction is planned to begin later this year. And they are planning to replace it with a new hardened structure. It doesn't say what. I'm hoping concrete instead of wood. And so it'll be better prepared to withstand future storms. It's going to be rebuilt using federal funding from FEMA. I think it's a 90-10 split. So St. Tammany fishing pier enthusiasts, just hang on a little longer and should be a new, bigger, and better pier coming for you. All right, I got those Alabama bag and creel limit changes that are going to be coming into effect later this year. I'll run down those, but first we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Those of you that fish Alabama saltwater, I got some changes coming down. One will be sheephead, and because of increased fishing pressure, the number of recreational fishing anglers, listen to this, Alabama's fishing numbers just in a four-year period from 2019 to 2023 went from 140,000 to more than 214,000. And in reaction to the increased pressure, the bag limit for sheephead has been reduced, or will be when it goes into effect, from 10 fish to 8. Here in Louisiana, we have no limits on sheephead, but I'm not sure how much longer that will go. Also on redfish, fishermen will no longer be able to possess a redfish over the slot limit. Their slot limit in Alabama is 16 to 26 inches. It's 3 per person, and now you cannot keep any. You were able to keep one over that 26, but no longer. They all have to be released, which is similar to what we have here in Louisiana. The other one is a little-known fish called a common snook, and they're starting to show up more and more in Alabama waters. It's more of a Florida fish, and I'm going to talk to Ryan Lambert more about this when we talk to him. And it hasn't had no regulations, but now there will be a new bag limit for snook. It's one per person in a minimum size, a pretty lengthy 28-inch total length. The release that I got, the information did not give an effective date, just saying that these regulations will go into effect later this year. So if you're fishing now, the current regulations are still in effect. All right, getting to our text message board. Let's see what we got coming in here this morning. We got the Steel Man checking in. He's down on Grand Isle, and they're in the Fouchon's All-Men's Tournament. Listen to his crew. He's got T-Jim Brick, Tardy Mark. I can understand that nickname. The notable competition includes the Aussie Angler, G-Dub the Elder, G-Dub the Younger, the Tequila Turkey Slayer, and Bull Red Brent. They hit the snapper hard yesterday. Happy hunting. All right, go get them, Steel Man. All right, here's a question from Big E from Thibodeau. Have you ever used catalpa worms for brim perch fishing? Can you ask your freshwater expert about this? Where can they be found, bought? I'm going to be talking to Josh Sykes, a Toledo Bent angler, with Bent Rods in just a little bit. But I've used catalpa worms. They're very effective. They're actually a caterpillar. They're a black and green caterpillar, and they're found on catalpa tree leaves. A lot of people call them catalpa worms. It's just a different slant on the pronunciation. But what it is, it's the caterpillar for the hawk moth. And they eat the leaves of the catalpa tree. The caterpillars get on them about this time of the year in the spring, and they are dynamite for freshwater fish, catfish, brim especially. And you can catch crappie on them, too. And funny you bring that up, Big E, because I found some catalpa trees. I used to have one that was on the banks of the Bogafalia River, and due to construction and progress, they destroyed it. They cut it down. So that was my source for worms there. But I found some growing in a spot where I was actually foraging for chanterelle mushrooms a couple weeks ago, and found some catalpa trees. So I'm going to try to do some transplants and get some of those going. All right, we also have, let's see, the backstrap stacker. He's in Mobile, trying to beat the heat and the rain. The bite's been great early, but not so good after 9 a.m. Stay hydrated out there. Good advice, and keep that in mind. The bite's ending early over that way. All right, Lafitte LT says, croakers are a wonderful tasting fish. 2 years ago, we caught a 20-inch, and last Monday caught a 16-inch while snapper fishing. We caught many more, but those were the two that earned bragging rights. Yeah, that was the heydays when you could catch the big 3-4 pound croakers and white trout, double rigs off of the offshore, and those days seemed to be gone. All right, here's the worm. Yeah, that's what he's saying. The early 70s, his dad would take him to the intakes at the power plant on the Mr. Go under the Green Bridge. They would fish at night and fill a cooler full of croaker. All right, good morning to Wingbone. He's making another Wingbone call. That's his passion over there in Wilmer, Alabama. And our Ohio listener says it's warm and very humid. Just looked up yellow perch and see that Louisiana is not in their range. Y'all missing some fine eating. Well, we do have some other things. He said, head north into Yankee land and taste a little bit of heaven swimming in the butter. All right, we come back after this. We get reports occasionally from Josh Sykes with Bent Rods Guide Service up in Toledo Bend. We're going to be checking in with him, find out where the bass are, what stage they are in, and also about the fine sockeye fishing. They call it crappie fishing up on Toledo Bend. His report is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Oh, yeah, bass fishing. Lots of folks are doing it. And let's talk to Captain Josh Sykes up at Bent Rods Guide Service with Toledo Bend. Good morning, Josh. How's things up on the bend this week?
Going well, man. Going well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got a question for you. One of our listeners brought up catalpa worms. Some people pronounce it catalpa worms. It's the caterpillar that turns into a hawk moth that lives on the leaves of the catalpa tree. You guys fish with those up there? You have them?
Man, we don't. When I was a kid, we used to see them all over the place and catch them and catch brim and all sorts of fish on them. But, man, we don't hardly see them around here anymore. It's almost like they're disappearing on us.
You know what, one of the reasons that I've heard is that if there's any mosquito control, that it actually kills the moths and the caterpillars when they do the mosquito spraying, and that's what's been the decline of the people call them catalpa worms, some people do, and catalpa, but if you find a tree that's got them, man, there's not a better bait, I don't think, for freshwater fish, and they're those green, and, you know, they're like a chartreuse and black natural color, and I know for a while there were a few places that were collecting them and freezing them or drying them and selling them, but I haven't seen any of that in a long time.
Yeah, me either, but you're right. If you can find them, you've got something special for sure.
Well, if anybody's got any, bring them up to Toledo Bend. Josh will be happy to share them with you. Josh,
right.
Tell us where you guys been concentrating and how you fishing them.
Man, we're catching a lot of crappie right now. We've had a move about 20 miles up the lake on the north end of the lake and fishing really the back of the creeks. Kind of strange thing that happens every year, but when the thermocline sets up, it sets up really shallow up on the north end of the lake, probably San Miguel North. And, man, it pushes those fish in about 9 to 15 foot of water, and they just get on the side of stumps and old natural laydowns and stuff on the edges of the creeks. And you can just kind of go between stumps, and it's a stump every, you know, 20 yards or so, and catch four or five off of each stump. And by the end of the day, you've got 80 or 100 fish.
As I remember, there's a launch right there at San Miguel, and, I mean, some of the fishing, the best fishing, is right there outside the launch. You don't even have to crank up the big motor.
That's right. It is. Rebecca's boat landing in the back of San Miguel, and you got the state park right there, the mouth of San Miguel, and 1215 is a lot of boat ramps right there in that area, and there's a lot of great fishing close by. You don't have to go far.
You guys been doing any live scoping lately?
Well, we have. We have, on both on the crappie and the bass side. We're using it for crappie to find them on that sand and timber, and then bass, we've caught some really, really good bass this week. Not catching a lot of fish, not getting a lot of bites, but when we do get bit, we had 2 9-pounders on Thursday of this week, and we had one almost 9 pounds on Wednesday of this week.
Wow, and that's post-spawn fish, right?
Yes, sir. Actually, one of the 9-pounders we caught on Thursday had a tag on it, and it was a double-digit tag from one that had been weighed in the past. And so in the spawn, she was over 10 pounds.
Yeah, wow. Lucky anglers, lucky. What baits were they using, did you know?
We caught 2 of the big ones on a crankbait and 1 of them on a big swim bait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, crankbait's probably going to be the go-to bait for a while up there, I would think.
Yes, sir, it is. And that crankbait, when they get fired up, you can catch a lot of fish on it. And for some reason up here, it seems to catch the biggest fish in the schools. And so it's always the first bait I pick up whenever I see a big school of fish.
What's the launches like up there this time of year? And a lot of the kids are out of school. A lot of people take a week of vacation and go stay up there. Is it pretty crowded, or you got some solitude you can get away from them?
Yeah, it's plenty of solitude here as long as you're not around some of the big parks. You know, a lot of people this time of year fish the first couple of hours in the morning, and then after that they're playing around, tubing, skiing. You see a lot of that out in some of the open water on the lake in front of Cypress Bend and down close to the dam, but you know, you get back up in the creeks, it's really not too bad this time of year. And the lake's so big. You know, this is the largest freshwater body of water in the United States outside of the Great Lakes, 186,000 acres. That it's a lot of places to get away from people.
Yes, there is. Well, Josh, if somebody wants to make a trip up there, get some information about Bent Rods Guide Service, tell them the best way to get you.
Yeah, so they can look us up on Facebook, Bent Rods Guide Service on Facebook, or they can call me directly at 318-308-5818.
All right, and I've got that number handy if somebody didn't have a chance to jot it down. Where are you fishing today, Josh, up on that north end?
I'm actually launching right here at the camp and just going to head out in front of Cypress Bend. That's where we're catching our bass at here in the mid-lake area.
All right, good luck to you, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that's Josh Sykes, Bent Rod Guide Service up on Toledo Bend. What a wonderful place we have in Louisiana. In fact, you can have conferences for your company and large groups, small groups, whatever, and a lot of guide services up there, too. All right, got some more texts coming in. Here's one from Old Man Sam. He says, catalpa worms make one of the best trot line baits for catfish. You can preserve them by putting them in cornmeal and freezing them. Yeah, you can freeze them. Of course, they're much better live, but, you know, if freeze them, put them in a pack, and you can use them all year long. If anybody knows any place that sells catalpa worms, text me, 504-260-1870. There's also some pretty good artificials that reproduce the shape and size and the colors of a catalpa worm. All right, we got Salt in Mandeville riding the bike to the lakefront, listening to us on the radio. He's going to check out the Lacombe event and bring in his son. He's going to be 3 in August and hoping this will be a good start to getting him into fishing and crabbing. 3 is not too young to start fishing and crabbing from the bank. Believe me, he'll enjoy it and love it. And you can share that with him for the rest of your lives. All right, we got this one. Says, looking through the classic Picayune Creole Cookbook, first published in 1900, I was fascinated to see that Christmas breakfast menu mentioned fried croaker with tartar sauce. I guess based off your reports, not many folks still taking that up as a Christmas breakfast suggestion. It's a good one, but yeah, harder to find. All right, got some more croaker texts coming in and some other information. We'll get back to that. And Daryl Carpenter joins us to talk about Grand Isle area right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Daryl Carpenter. RealScreamers.com is where you can find information about his guide service that operates out of Grand Isle. Daryl, what's going on the island this morning? Boy, good-looking weather forecast for a change, huh?
Yeah, well, the wind finally died down, but we've already had one bath on the way to the fishing hole this morning. So,
better now than in February.
Yeah, you're right, because sometimes this time of the year when we see them, we actually drive toward them just to cool us off a little bit.
So where were you headed?
Don, we're out on the beach this morning. It's the same place we were yesterday. It turned out real good yesterday. It was a little bit of a late bite. But, you know, we ended up right at our limit and had a good day and plenty of nice fillets on nice-sized fish. Like we've been talking about the last few weeks, I think the majority of our population is out here on the beach. You know, we had really good week all week long. And then, look, perfect conditions. Everything looks right. And then midweek, it just all went to, you know, we talk about how inconsistent it's been. Wednesday and Thursday, it was just tough fishing. And look, we had good currents, clean water, and just the fish decided they didn't want to cooperate. But that changed again yesterday. Like I said, they turned back on yesterday. Man, look, I'm growing more and more about these pinfish because they stay alive better than croakers. They act better on the hook. And let me tell you, a speckled trout cannot stand a pinfish. They knocking the heck out of them, Don. I mean, just literally jerking rods out of their hands.
Yeah, man, for sure. There's some off species that are really good trout baits. You know, another one is, if you can find them anymore, is a ribbon fish. They love to eat those ribbon fish and pinfish and just about anything you can find out there. So are you doing strictly the live bait, or y'all doing some artificial too?
Well, Don, the live bait's been so consistent. We threw some artificial yesterday. Now, especially that Marker 54 under a cork. Whenever we just needed some time fillers, that Marker 54 under a cork in the second sandbar was producing a lot of white trout. You can literally sink the boat right now with white trout. There you go. Here we go. Now we're fixing the net, our first one of the morning. But yeah, I mean, they're hitting plastic and everything else, but we got such an abundance of these pinfish right now in our live bait tanks that, you know, there's been really no need to have a shortage of them.
And you're hooking those pinfish through the lips like you would a croaker?
Correct. Like you would a cocko. Uh-huh. Yeah, right up through the bottom lip, up through the top lip, just being gentle with them, because I'm talking about pinfish that aren't but about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches long. These are babies, if you will. But I can tell you a speckled trout's got a hell of an appetite for them.
Anybody running any redfish lately down there?
There's been some on the beach, Don. We fished redfish Wednesday. We spent a little time fishing redfish, and we caught a total of four in a little while we spent with them. One was too big. The other three were just undersized with this new 18-inch limit. So it's been, you know, it's been just kind of an afterthought behind these trout. You know how it is this time of the year. We're known for the speckled trout capital, and, you know, right now that's what everybody wants is trout, trout, trout.
Yep, and now that the white trout are starting to get thick, give them your tip on cooking white trout. You know, it's one that I've used, and it's really good to keep them from getting so mushy.
Well, there's two ways to do it. If you've got the time, especially if you've got the help, is whenever you fillet them, you go ahead and fillet them all the way off. And whenever you fillet them, pre-bread them and put them in the freezer like a fish stick, because the key is not to thaw them out when you do it that way. So you just drop it in into the hot grease from the frozen condition like you would a store-bought fish stick. The other way, what I do a lot of times, is when the customer wants to keep them, I scale them. I scale them, gut them, and, you know, like you would a brim or a sacalay. Mm-hmm. I leave the skin on them. That way, whenever you go to cook them, the skin's there to help hold the meat together because they just get mushy and flaky.
Good tips. We've been talking about croakers this morning. What have y'all caught croaker-wise down there? Anything to talk about at all?
No, Don, you talking about eating-sized croakers?
Yeah, not using them for bait. I'm talking about a keeper croaker.
No, we have not been catching any keeper-sized croakers yet. That's usually something that comes later in the year when we get heavy on shrimp again. But I tell you what, we have been catching the last few years, and it's a welcome sight to see. I've had some pound-and-a-half, two-pound channel mullets, Atlantic whitings. We've had a lot of them. Giddy, set the hook and giddy. I've had a lot of them on while we're fishing for trout on the beach, especially. But a lot of pound and a half, 2 pound channel mullet.
I don't throw any channel mullet back. That is a great firm flesh fish and very, very tasty. Well, Darryl, sounds like your customers need some TLC, some attention. So why don't you go take care of them? But before you go, give us a telephone number besides your realscreamers.com website.
Yeah, we've got one that's never fished live bait like this before, so we're trying to coach along. But hey, it's the website is 225-937-6288.
Have a great weekend, Darryl. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Don, me and you got to talk more often. I'm always having a net fish when I'm on the phone with you.
I know. We bring you the luck. Good deal. We love to do it.
All right, man. Good job.
There he goes, net in hand. I got a visual of him scooping those fish coming in on the pinfish bait. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break. We're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo. We'll also talk to Eric Mohabarak, a.k.a. Captain Quint. And we'll check in with Ryan Lambert, get the report from down the mouth of the river, and also get to your text messages, 504-260-1870. That's 260-1870. 504 area code if you'd like to ask questions, comments, reports. I'm still looking for some place people can get some Catawba worms. Let me know where that's at. We're back right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.